Well, thank you, Ara, for that very generous welcome. And I'm very pleased to meet you today. Can I also acknowledge the Mount Gambler land and the Ngunnawal people, and my respects to the elders, and the continuing contribution as well. I'm very pleased to be here today for a number of reasons. The first is that today, coincidentally, is also the day that the government has released its corrections health plan for both those at the chronic centre and also for the community youth centre, which, as many of you would be aware, is going to replace the Pombe youth detention facility. The release of those plans is the culmination of a very extensive and lengthy piece of work, particularly between my department, the Department of Justice and Community Safety, and the Department of Health, Basis and Health. And it's involved very wide discussion amongst a very broad range of service providers and stakeholders. The other, and I'll speak a little bit more about the detail of that at the moment. I'm also very pleased to be here today because it is an opportunity to foster what I believe is a very important matter for our community, and that is the health and well-being of people that our society decides needs to be custom against their will. As I'm sure many of you are aware, the new prison will be commissioned later this year and will fill a very long-standing gap in the provision of care and protection for people who are sentenced to prison QACT. And for the first time, our jurisdiction will have to provide the full range of enforcement services that is assured and not available to prisoners in other jurisdictions. The ANC is very much designed to provide a holistic approach to prisoner management, and these include criminogenic, teaching, vocational training, housing, and health needs. And there is a real interdependency between all of these factors that will determine whether or not ANC operates as a successful rehabilitation facility, and in particular, whether it is successful in reintegrating prisoners back into society following their release from jail. We are committed as a government to ensuring that the health of all persons in the AHC is properly and regard to and addressed. And that's reflected in the application of the existing national drug strategy in our current demand centres and in the AHC. This strategy emphasises the importance of harm minimisation and prevention, and that is very much something that the government will continue to adopt in relation to the AHC, the harm minimisation and prevention approach. And within this context, of course, one of the key issues that needs to be addressed is the spread of blood-borne viruses. Just a bit of context. Currently, we have a very broad range of initiatives in place to provide for a range of care options for people in our centres. And these include access to replacement therapies such as methadone, drug testing, screening, searching, the availability of condoms for prisoners, and all of these approaches will continue in the AHC. These will be further extended by the use of health and well-being screening and information, as well as issues around compliance and dealing with contraband, such as the introduction of drug protection dogs and the trial of technologies such as the SOFA body scanner, which will allow corrections officers to search visitors and prisoners without the need for strict searching, which is extremely intrusive and sometimes a great experience. So we are focusing very strongly on all of these issues. We're also looking at expanding the range of opportunities to address the health of prisoners address their offending behaviour. And this includes expansion of drug and alcohol-related services, drug treatment and psychological support. Before I introduce David McDonald to you this afternoon, can I just make a couple more comments about the new corrections health plan? And obviously the issue that will be at the forefront of such as today, which is the completion of an ISP program, including a series of whether or not that should be an option considered by government. The government has outlined in the plan, which Minister Gallagher and I released today, that we will not rule out the provision of an ISP in the future. The provision of the ISP on the ISP government's side should be subject to more detailed work. And the corrections of that outlines the range of investigations that can now take place, automated by ACT Health, on the provision of an ISP. Clearly, this is a very contentious issue, at least in Australia, perhaps not in some other jurisdictions. I was very interested to meet a little while ago with an officer from where ISPs are commonplace in prisons instead. And I had a very enlightening discussion because he was able to outline to me the experience of prison management providing ISPs in their facilities, and how issues about safety and security, which are obvious and legitimate concerns of staff, were able to be addressed, as well as obviously the issues around dealing with and seeking to minimise the spread of local virus disease, was also able to be addressed. He also outlined to me how you can manage a range of care options within a infectious facility along with an ISP. And one of the most common points to make is that even if you have an ISP, it doesn't mean that you cannot still use the different environment as one where you can also take an abstinence based approach to those who choose to deal with the drug dealing So these are all issues that I think are worthy of much further discussion. My message to you is the government has an open mind on this deal, which is an understandably so, given the magnitude of the policy in Australia. We are very aware of the occupational health and social concerns of this policy. We are equally aware of the health outcomes and the human rights obligations the government must have to be able to in terms of the care of prisoners and the prison population as a whole, and indeed the broader people as well. So these are the matters that are forefront of our minds. I hope that today's forum will assist us in looking at and considering these issues in more detail, and will help inform the government's own thinking as we move ahead and look further at the issue of managing the spread of the virus with that said, I'd now like, on behalf of the opposition, to talk to Mr. David McDonald, who will speak to you on the role that fear of stigma played in his health policy. David is a leading consultant in social research and evaluation. His sole position is with the National Centre for Epidemiology and Population Health, Australian Institute of Immunology, National Drug Abuse Information Centre, Northern Territory Program of Bureau, and as a Deputy Head of Research for the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Affairs and Custody. Without a doubt, someone who can speak to some authority on the issues of managing health issues in effective service through the custody system. I look forward to his comments. I'm sure that will be very important. Thank you for joining me in holding.